everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're going to share a little bit from an article found on mindbodygreen.com, and it's talking about how there are seven ways to create a love that lasts. And I think that's probably something most of us want in our lives, right? A loving relationship that's long-lasting or lasting for all eternity. And it can be hard to obtain that if it's not actively pursued in everyday life. So we're going to give a few ways that are listed in this article to create a loving relationship. So number one is to give 100% to that relationship. Seems simple enough, but it's a daily conscious effort to give 100% of yourself to this other person. Number two is compliment each other often, and especially if someone connects with words of affirmation. You've heard about those love languages and how all of us have different ways that we communicate love. Maybe you or your loved one is somebody who really needs those positive words of affirmation and love and encouragement. And even if they don't need it quite as much, it's important to say it sometimes. So give your compliments freely to one another and don't hold back. Number three, apologize and don't stop just at "I'm sorry." It's easy in words of maybe frustration just to say, "Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry." And it doesn't mean a lot unless you're willing to take it one step further. The next one is keep physical and verbal communication open between the two of you. And the next one is expand your horizons together by nurturing your relationship. So have you learned something new with your spouse or your loved one? Have you tried a new experience? Maybe it's as simple as trying a new restaurant that you've never been to before, or taking a class that you've never done, or maybe it's maybe you really love to travel and it's exploring a new area so that you're having this shared experience together. Or maybe it's doing something that they really love to do that you have not really tried before, but you're willing to try it because they love to do it and you love them. Do something just because. That's the next one. There doesn't always have to be a holiday, does it? To bring flowers home or to leave your spouse a little extra note or do something that you know that they would really appreciate. Just do it just because, for no reason at all, and watch their reaction. And the last one is to consider counseling to create a deep bond by discussing heart issues with each other. Sometimes it's helpful to have a third person involved, whether it's a counselor, maybe it's a spiritual leader, such as a bishop, just to kind of get you both on the same page and really dig deep, dig deeper than just the surface conversations. Well, remembering that God is really the head of your relationship and that He loves us entirely is really important and vital to a long-lasting and eternal relationship. And President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, said, "Though we are incomplete, God loves us completely. Though we are imperfect, He loves us perfectly. And though we may feel lost and without compass, God's love encompasses us completely." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.